Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell scores. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Sykes now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from May and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew bunts towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes fields it and throws to third for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Powell moves to third. There goes Smalley trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Steve Foucault now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from May and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Foucault. Powell scores. Carew moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Morales reaches second base with a double. Wolf moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur catches it and throws home to May, who throws to third to double up Morales. Wolf tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gold scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. 1 out. It's 5-4, Twins. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Morris now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wolf bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morales is walked intentionally. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Weiniger and over to Wolf, who tags Thompson for the out. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Powell bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Ford reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.